Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 236, and this is my weekly meal plan. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have? Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, in this episode each week I share what I'm going to be making for my family on our meal plan for the upcoming week. The meal plan's just for dinners. This comes out every Wednesday with the meal plan starting on Saturday. That way if you were gonna make any of the meals that are in the meal plan, you'd have time to get your grocery list together and shop. The blog post of this version, of this meal plan, can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. That's where you can find any links to recipes or any comments I might mention about how I make something. So I use a rotation of meals, so you're not always going to find a whole lot of new recipes over the course of the weeks because I try and keep things simple by rotating meals over a certain period of time. And then that way I always have a meal plan in place. And then if I have time to stick in a new recipe, I will, but otherwise if I don't have time, then I already have a meal plan in place and I don't have to worry about it. I do try and put in some new side dishes here or there or a new recipe once in a while that I haven't made in a while, but it's not always like new recipes every week. That's mostly what I want to make sure you understand. So this meal plan starts on Saturday, September 25th. So for Saturday, I'm going to be making Parmesan crusted pork chops, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is a baked pork chop dish where the pork chops are coated, obviously as it sounds, with a Parmesan cheese coating and baked in the oven. I'm going to be making baked potatoes on the side with that. I don't have a recipe for that. I just wash potatoes with the skin on and I like poke little holes in them. And then I put them in the microwave on the baked potato setting. And I usually run it twice because I never think they come out cooked enough. Just running it the one time, at least in my microwave. So I'm going to make that as a side. And then I'm also just going to do some frozen vegetables. I always try and keep like the steam fresh type in the freezer so that I can just kind of grab one and then make that as another side dish. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing barbecue country style ribs, which is also from allrecipes.com. And this is basically just a way to make country style pork ribs, and they bake in the oven for a really long time. It's really a pretty basic recipe. It's just like ribs, garlic, lemon, barbecue sauce. And then it's just kind of more of the technique of how to cook them in the oven for on low. It's for like 2 hours. So that will be for Sunday. And then I'm also going to make a side dish of easy rice baked casserole, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is like made with rice and frozen spinach, milk, eggs, cheddar cheese, and it makes like a little like rice casserole dish. So that'll go on the side. And then I'm also going to do another one of those frozen type vegetables from the freezer. Monday, we do hamburgers every other Monday. So this happens to be the Monday when we have hamburgers. I don't have a recipe for the hamburgers. I just do it really simple. I just take ground beef and I make them into hamburger patties. Sometimes I'll sprinkle some McCormick hamburger seasoning on them if I feel like it, and sometimes I forget. And then I'll either just cook them in a frying pan or grill them. It was really weird this summer. I hardly grilled them at all because I almost kind of forgot that I could just go grill them because I had gotten in such a habit all winter long of cooking them in a frying pan. But towards the end of the summer, I started grilling them. So usually depending on the weather, I'll do them on the grill, or if it's not nice out, then I'll do them in the frying pan. And then I'm also going to be making homemade black bean veggie burgers, which is from allrecipes.com, because one of my daughters doesn't eat meat. Well, she eats fish, but not like beef and chicken. And then I'm also going to be just serving on the side some pork and beans and oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is also from allrecipes.com. This is just really simple potato recipe that you cut a potato up in eighths and you, or a few potatoes, cut them up in eighths, put them in a Ziploc bag and toss them with some olive oil, Parmesan cheese and seasonings, and then you bake them in the oven. They make a really good side for the hamburgers. Tuesday, we are doing Chipotle night. This is one of my favorites. Every Tuesday, we rotate some type of Mexican theme. So Tuesday, I do like a homemade version of Chipotle. So I do chicken breasts and I cut it up into little bite-sized pieces and toss it with some olive oil and a little bit of seasoned salt and chili powder. And then I broil it until it's just like a little bit crispy. And then I serve that with like brown rice, black beans, salsa, cheddar cheese, avocado, sour cream. I just kind of put all of that stuff out on the counter. And then everyone can just make their own type of Chipotle style bowl with whatever things they like to put in it. Wednesday, we are doing Better Than Fried Shrimp, which is from tasteofhome.com. This is basically just like a shrimp that's breaded with panko breadcrumbs and baked in the oven. I am doing vegetable fried rice on the side. I do not have a recipe link for that. Pretty much what I do is I just make some white rice and then I have some stir fry vegetables, like a big bag that I bought from BJ's, which is like Costco. And I'll just stir fry up the vegetables and then just add the rice and then add some soy sauce and it comes out really good as a side dish. So that's that night. I'm just going to do the fried shrimp and the vegetable fried rice. For Thursday, I'm going to be making slow cooker chicken taco soup, which is from allrecipes.com. So since my one daughter doesn't eat meat, what I actually have been doing is I make the whole recipe without the chicken. And then I wind up just cooking the chicken in the Instant Pot and then shredding it, and then everyone can add it to their soup if they want, or if they don't want to, they don't have to. And it actually wound up working out better that way. At first, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, this is such a pain in the neck. But I thought it actually came out better, because I find that sometimes when you cook chicken breast in a soup like that all day long, sometimes it can get a little bit dried out. So it came out good just cooking it in the Instant Pot real quick and then just adding it to the soup. But anyway, this soup is just super easy. It's basically like canned items. It's like canned black beans and corn and tomato sauce and diced tomatoes and all that kind of stuff and taco seasoning. And then on the side, I'm going to be doing grilled cheese. Those of you who listen, I always, those of you who are regular listeners know that I always do soup and grilled cheese on Thursdays or breakfast for dinner, because that's the night I go grocery shopping. So I purposely try and make the cooking super quick and easy so that I don't have to spend a lot of time after I get home from grocery shopping, which is done after I'm done working for the day. I don't want to spend a lot of time on cooking dinner. Friday, this is the last day of our meal plan. So Friday, I'm making porcupines. That's from allrecipes.com. These are like a turkey, like a ground turkey type meatball, sort of. It's kind of like a meatball. They have rice inside them, and then you bake them in like a tomato sauce. And then we serve them with mashed potatoes, and it comes out really good. It just makes like a really good meal. One tip, though, that I have to say with the porcupines is that I think the original recipe, because I think I might have edited it in my app. So if you click on the link to find the original recipe, I believe that it just calls for rice. I changed my app to say minute rice because I was often having trouble with the rice cooking in the meatball enough, because what you do is you make the meatball and you add the rice into the mixture and you just brown them quickly and then you bake them in the oven for like, I don't remember, maybe 40 minutes or something like that in the tomato sauce. Like with the foil over top, so it kind of like cooks the rice in there. But I was having trouble with always getting the long grain white rice that wasn't like minute rice, just like regular rice, to cook all the way through always. Sometimes it was too crunchy. So just a tip, I use minute rice for this recipe because it's always cooked through. when the porcupines are done. And then on the side, we're going to be doing Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes, which is from allrecipes.com. This is more of a method to cook the potatoes than really a recipe. It just calls for potatoes, butter, and milk, and salt and pepper to taste. But he has you cut the potatoes, I think it's like just lengthwise, just like once. And then you just boil them. And then when they're done, you put them back in the pot and turn on the heat and like kind of stir them around a little bit. And it gets some of the excess moisture out of the potatoes before you go ahead and mash them and add the ingredients. So I think they come out really good that way. That's kind of the method I've been following for a while. And then I'm also just going to do a can of corn on the side with the porcupines and the mashed potatoes. So that is the last meal of this week's meal plan. So I hope this helped you in some way. Maybe give you some ideas for your meal plan or maybe just some motivation. Don't forget, you can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And like I mentioned earlier, there's a blog post for this meal plan on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also find blog posts for all of the other episode topics that I do on Mondays. We also have a private listeners group on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy this show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so that I can see that you're listening. Also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is what helps the show get out to additional listeners. So that would be really helpful to me, and I really appreciate it. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.